It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story follows immediately after this word from Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
Traveling, gardening, painting pictures, hobby shop.
What are you doing, McGee?
I'm making a list of things folks like to do when they retire.
Well, add sitting to that list, will you? That's what you like to do. Anyway, who's retiring?
Well, not me. Not yet. But retirement is something that every man jack of us thinks about from time to time.
Every woman jill of us, too, McGee. Well, go ahead now. There's more to retiring than just thinking about it.
Uh-huh. Retirement, that is really carefree retirement, has to be planned for. And the best way to start is with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan.
And the best time to start is right now while you're earning money. With a Prudential Retirement Income Plan, you can be sure of a monthly income when you reach the age you want to retire at.
And you'll get this regular income, money coming in every month for just as long as you live. Well, Molly, did you want to say something?
Yes. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Folks, why don't you call your Prudential agent? He'll tell you how you can see all your retirement dreams come true with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan.
Mrs. McGee has just stepped out in the front porch at 79 Wistful Vista. Now she just stepped back inside the house again.
Is that you, Molly?
Yes, dearie. I was out getting the mail.
Oh, what did we get? Anything interesting?
Well, there's something here from my Aunt Sarah.
Ah, swell. Dear old loaded Aunt Sarah, bless her little cast iron heart. What's she got to say? Open it up, shake it. Anything fall out, what'd she say?
It's a postcard.
I might have known she wouldn't send us anything that'd cost 3 cents to mail. That skin-fisted old tight flint.
Now, you stop talking about my Aunt Sarah like that. For goodness sakes. Why should she send us anything anyhow?
Why? Because she's got it and we haven't, that's why. Besides, what's about my birthday that was months ago? What about that? Little old check would have been
mine. Well, she probably just forgot it. Anyway, all she says on this card is, just arrived in Hawaii. Having a nice time. Wish you were here.
Sure she's having a nice time. With all the money she didn't send me for my birthday, she could have a wonderful time.
Let's forget it.
Suits me. What else did we get?
Let's see, a coupon with which, if you want to spend a dollar to try a new soap that isn't as good as the 69-cent brand you're using now, you can save a dime.
Huh?
That's only understood by housewives. A couple of circulars telling you to rush out to the store and cash in that coupon right now. And this, our bank statement.
Bank statement? Oh-ho! I thought that thing was about due. Hand it here, kiddo. Let's see what new kind of swindle them fast change artists have dreamed up this time.
Oh, McGee, are we going to go through that routine again?
Huh?
Every time the bank statement comes, you get out your check stubs and lock yourself in the den and start chewing the points off of the pencils. Let's skip it this time, huh?
Skip it? Aren't you forgetting that last month this bank statement was off $3 from my check stubs, and the month before that it was off $1.50?
So?
So one of these days I'm going to be right and they're going to be wrong for a change. And then I'll be the guy that says, where'd you go to school, bird brain? Wasting my whole day with your stupid mistakes.
All right.
How'll they ever let you out of the third grade?
All right.
Well, that's what he said to me. Old man McDonald's bookkeeper, that's what he said to me when he found out I added a 3 instead of a 1 when I should have been subtracting in the first place. Those were his exact words.
I'll get it.
Good. I'm going in the den and check this thing against my figures, and anybody wants to see me, I'm busy. One of these days I'll trap that bank, and this might be the day.
He's still in there, isn't he?
Yes, he is, Mr. Wimple.
You told him I was here.
3 times, but he's so busy trying to outwit the Third National Bank. Is there something I can do?
No, this matter is, well, man-to-man stuff, rather personal.
Oh?
So, if you don't mind, I'll just wait.
Not at all. I didn't mean to pry.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, here he comes now.
Molly. Hey, Molly, I got it. I found one. A mistake. On the bank.
Oh, dear. Here we go again.
Mr. McGee, before...
Boy, have I got them burglars this time. They tried to cheat us out of a buck. One big fat buck. Oh, wait till I go down there.
Now, I don't want to be a wet blanket, but don't forget it doesn't count till I check it for you.
Mrs. McGee, before...
Go right ahead. Here's my figures, kiddo. Check it and double-check it. But this time I got them guys right where I want them.
Oh, dear, it's so hard to get away.
I can't wait to see that bookkeeper squirm. Where'd you go to school, bird brain, I'm going to say? Who the heck... Come in.
Hello, folks. Remember me?
Oh, Mr. Wimple, I'm terribly sorry. McGee, he's been waiting to see you. Something personal, man to man. If you gentlemen will excuse me, I'll be in the den.
Yeah, okay.
Is she gone?
Yeah. Now, Wimp, what was it you want to talk to me about?
Well, I've spoken to Dr. Gamble, and he doesn't seem to know. I thought maybe you could help. I've been thinking about starting an aquarium. You know, raise tropical fish?
Yeah.
Do you know how to tell the difference between a male and a female guppy? The man who runs the pet store is a lady, and I couldn't ask her, so I was hoping
you
could help me.
We're busy going over our bank statement. Come back later. My gosh, I haven't got time now to gossip.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
What do Viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do?
Do for me?
Do for me?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. What do Viceroys do for all smokers that no other filter tip can do? Here's the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through.
You're right. Viceroys taste even better than cigarettes without filters.
Yes, and thanks to this wonderful filter, I never get bits of tobacco on my lips or in my purse.
Next time you hear the question, what do Viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do? You know the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through. Smoke Viceroy's. Get 20,000 filters. Get richer, smoother flavor.
Hey, Molly. You still checking that bank statement? How are you making out with it?
Just terrible. Come here.
Huh?
I can't make head or tail out of these entries you put in our checkbook.
What do you mean?
Here, look at this stub here. What's that figure? A 2 or a 7?
That's a 3.
A 3?
Yeah, you see that little curlicue on the top there?
I see that all right, but where's the one on the bottom?
Well, I was in kind of a hurry. But you see that little star there? Right there?
Star? I thought that was an ink blot.
No, I made that. Whenever you see that, it means look in the back of the book. Here, I'll show you. There. See what it says?
April 5th, 8.
Mm-hmm.
April 21st, 7:20. May 10th, 4:80. What are those?
Well, later on, when I had more time, I put the date of all the sloppy checks down and made the amounts out real clear so as I could refer to them if I had to. Like now.
Very businesslike.
Yep. Well, hurry up and finish checking, will you? I want to get down to that bank and... Oh, what's the matter? Another question?
Yes, about these checks here. Made out to the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Who?
See? $10 D.A.R., $12 D.A.R., $6 D.A.R.
Oh, that's not the Daughters of the American Revolution.
It isn't, well, D.A.R.
That's Dad Ratted Auto Repairs.
Oh. I wondered how you got the girls to ever let you join, but I don't know when you turn on that chime.
The Daughters of the American... Boy, that's a good one. I gotta tell that down at the Elks.
Grocery boy!
Oh, there's the old-timer with the groceries.
Well, I'll get it. You go right ahead and check those checks. There's a dollar mistake in there, and the bank made it this time. You'll see.
Honestly, these figures are
just yours. Add mine and theirs. You'll get it, kiddo. You're smart. I'll close the door so you won't be interrupted. Oh, hi, old-timer.
Hello there, Johnny. Pear's a good-looking half of the family. She pack up and leave you? Because she must have had a good reason or she wouldn't have done that. What'd you do, Johnny?
Nothing, and she didn't leave me. She's in there in the den checking over our bank statement. That ratted bank tried to slip through a buck mistake on us till I caught him. One buck.
Well, that'll teach you a lesson, son. Never put your money in the bank. Just remember what happened to Papa.
Well, I'll probably be sorry I asked this, but what did happen to Papa?
Had $50,000 at one time, Papa did. Kept it in the bank at Richmond, Virginia. Woke up one morning, Grant marched in, and Papa was completely wiped out. So let that be a lesson to you, son.
Yeah, well, thanks for the
tip. Don't trust them bank guards.
Bank guards?
Yeah. I was in there the other day with little Willie Toops. And would you believe it? Willie outdrew him.
Oh, well, the guard was probably
And besides, they don't trust you, neither. They got chains on those pens of theirs.
Yeah?
I was never so embarrassed in my life. Walked out of there halfway to the door, and it snapped me right back in again. Why, you can keep your money in the bank, son. I'll keep mine in my mattress. Oh, criminy.
What's the matter? Where are you going?
I just remembered. Today is the day my landlady airs my mattress out. If she finds them $3 in there after I told her I didn't have the rent money.
Boy, what a character.
You can say that again.
Huh? Oh, hi, kiddo. You finished?
Yes, and you're absolutely right, dearie. There's a mistake of exactly $1, and the bank made the error.
Aha. Boy, oh boy, I've been waiting for years for this moment. At last.
Get my hat, will you? I'll go down there with you and straighten it out.
I'll say we'll straighten them out. Where'd you go to school, bird brain? I'll say to him, trying to steal a dollar from us, eh? You either credit me with that dollar...
Oh, no, no, McGee.
Huh?
It isn't a dollar they owe us. It's a dollar we owe them.
Oh, them?
Yeah, they show a dollar too much on this deposit here, you see.
Ooh.
But that doesn't matter. You're right, we'll go down there and let them know about it, because an error is an error.
Well, now, let's not be too hasty about this thing, kiddo.
Huh?
I mean, well, I know how embarrassed I get when they insult me down there, and if I start showing them where they made a mistake, they'll be embarrassed, and no, I'm not. I'm going to be big about this thing. I'll just forget it.
You're sweet. But look, dearie.
I'm the type of guy that he don't hold a grudge, even if I do hate that bookkeeper down there. And I mean, just because of a buck, why should I embarrass him? Maybe get him fired, and it's a good thing you double-check, because let's go out and have an ice cream soda instead. This calls for a celebration. Come on.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This is John Wall saying that two of your favorite musical stars are heard on NBC each Wednesday evening. Who are they? You've guessed it, Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra. In case you haven't heard the Dinah Shore Show, you've got a treat in store. This show has that easygoing, relaxing quality that makes it easy to take. And Dinah always has an extra tune or two that is sure to please. Hear the Dinah Shore Show Wednesdays on NBC Radio. Besides Dinah, there's the Frank Sinatra Show, in which Frankie sings a song or two, gives out with a few of his original thoughts, and tells you what's new in the musical world. Listen to the Frank Sinatra Show on NBC every Wednesday. And there's one more entertainer on Wednesday nights who doesn't sing, but manages to do pretty well, Groucho Marx. Groucho ad-libs his way through a maze of laughs and situations to bring you one of the funniest shows on the air, You Bet Your Life. It's another Wednesday night great on NBC Radio.
You know, Molly, I'm glad you talked me out of that soda and made me go down to that bank and tell them about that extra buck they gave us.
I'm glad, too.
After all, honesty is the best policy. And besides, we needed a new calendar and a few new blotters, and I don't have to worry if our pencils break anymore. I also filled our fountain pens.
Well, there's nothing like putting your house in order, is there?
No, sir. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Wallace Wimple. Well, tomorrow night, Mr. McGee learns the plight of the small businessman and what he has to go through to stay in business. Don't miss it on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Join Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.